Welcome to the Masonic Education Short Subjects Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Howder. Purpose of this podcast is to provide the individual Mason or Lodge with a short, interesting education program along with discussion questions and resources for more research. It is my hope that this podcast will help you further your education in Masonry. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast are that of the author and do not represent the views or opinions of the Nebraska Grand Lodge or its officers, any particular Masonic Lodge or pendant body, or anyone other than the author. The subject of this podcast is going to cover the virtue of prudence. Prudence is one of the first of the four cardinal virtues that you learn when becoming an entered apprentice Mason. When opening the lodge, what does the worshipful master ask the senior warden, and how does he respond? This is your first look at prudence in Masonry. It occurs in various other parts of the ritual as well, and in fact, the third section of the EA has a great synopsis of what prudence was to the medievals and the Greeks, and will be found on page 24 of your Nebraska Monitor. Prudence nowadays is deemed kind of a wimpy virtue. You don't see people bragging or talking a lot about it as they should, but it was one of the four cardinal virtues of the Middle Ages, the other three being courage or fortitude, temperance, and justice. Many today do not even consider it a virtue. It's been called a precursor to all other virtues, the one without which other virtues will not work. So prudence, then, is really an ethic of responsibility. It asks you to look at the consequences of your actions and judge them. Think before you do. It's an applied morality. Prudence takes the future into account, which is something that we all need to do and don't always do as well as we should. In history, the Greek word phronesis was translated into the Roman as prudentia, and this is the basis for this particular word for us. Aristotle and the Stoics of his time had kind of a disagreement going as to whether it was a virtue or not a virtue. Aristotle felt it was necessary to have prudence in order to live the good life and be happy. The Stoics had this to say. They considered prudence a science, quote, the science of what to do and what not to do. Aristotle, however, legitimately rejected their opinion, since science has to do with uncertainties, whereas prudence deals strictly with contingencies. Prudence presupposes uncertainty, risk, chance, and the unknown. Aquinas demonstrates that one of the four cardinal virtues, prudence is the one that must govern the others. He said, without prudence, temperance, courage, and justice could tell us neither what should be done nor how to do it. Whether they would be blind or indeterminate virtues, the just person would love justice without knowing how to achieve it in practice. The courageous person would not know what to do with his courage, and so forth, just as prudence alone, without the other virtues, would be either utterly empty or else merely shrewd. Prudence, then, is the art of taking into account all the information that you have at the time and making a judgment that supports the other virtues and considers the future. Prudence is what differentiates action from impulse and heroes from hotheads. But the ancient concept of prudence, prudentia or phronesis, goes far beyond the mere avoidance of danger, which is more or less what it has come to mean to us. The two are nevertheless linked, and in the eyes of Aristotle or Epicurus, the former includes the latter. Prudence determines what to choose and what to avoid, and danger comes under this last category, giving us our modern meaning of prudence as precaution. Philosophy at the time of the formation of Masonry was very much concerned with Aristotle and his writings. And Aristotle, in his Nicomachean Ethics, put forth the concept of the golden mean. Now, he was by no sense the first person to come up with this concept. Confucius had the doctrine of the mean, Maimonides had the middle path, and so on. But Aristotle had what was called the golden mean, and it was held up by three pillars. The first was equilibrium, strive for balance in your life. The second was different for everyone. You had to find your own middle ground, and that could be different for you than it is for me, than it is for the next person. And the third was virtue, which helps us fall in between the two vices of excess and not enough. Immanuel Kant observed that prudence advises and morality commands. We therefore need the one and the other and both together. Prudence doesn't satisfy the requirements of a virtue according to Aristotle, since prudence confines itself to deliberating over the means, while virtue insists on considering the ends as well. But no virtue can dispense without it. So we see that there's this middle path that we have to find. So prudence is really, again, an applied morality. And it protects morality both from fanatics and from itself. We can see how in our own society and around the world, when people are not prudent in how they think about things, how they say things, and how they experience things, this can lead to problems in both directions. In fact, it's been said that morality without prudence is either futile or dangerous. Now, all this being said, how does this apply to Masonry? Well, the EA degree is to represent your youth. And I think if we would all stop and be honest with ourselves for a minute, you could admit that there's little prudence in youth. We've all made our mistakes. To begin to develop yourself as a moral and upright person before God, you must understand the role of prudence in your life and as a Mason. This classical use of the concept of prudence is used throughout the ritual, and if you look for it, it's easy to find, and those passages will have new meaning for you. I'd like to close with the maxim of prudence as given by the philosopher Baruch Spinoza, and he summed it up in the words, take care. In other words, think of the consequences before you act. This is difficult for anyone, but especially for Masons who have obligated themselves to live a higher standard of life than the profane. After the break, I'll be back with some questions that you can use in your lodge to promote discussion about this subject. Welcome back. Here are some questions that you might use to start a discussion in your lodge, or even think about yourself, about the virtue of prudence. Number one, is prudence still a virtue that's relevant today? Why or why not? Give some examples where a lack of prudence in today's society has harmed people or organizations, or conversely, where it has helped people or organizations. Number three, how can a Mason know when to practice prudence and how much prudence to have? Number four, here's an example that was given by Immanuel Kant when he was talking about whether or not prudence was a virtue. And the example he asked you to think about is, what if murderers were chasing a friend of yours and they stop and ask you if he hasn't taken refuge in your house? Is it better, Kant says, to be imprudent than to be derelict in one's duty, even if an innocent person's life or one's own life is at stake? And number five, just for fun, go through the monitor and the ritual and see how many different examples of prudence you can find. After the break, I'll be back with some resources that you can use to learn more about this virtue and about the philosophers we talked about in this podcast. The book that was used primarily for information for this podcast, other than, of course, our own Nebraska ritual, was a book called A Small Treatise on the Great Virtues by André Comte de Sponville, and the ISBN number is 0-965-300-56-0, and can be found at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And it's a wonderful book because you don't have to read it in order. Each chapter stands alone on itself and talks about the great virtues. The other book that I would recommend if you want to know more about the lives of some of the philosophers we talked about is a book called Great Thinkers A to Z, edited by Julian Bagini and Jeremy Stangroom. The ISBN number is 978-1-56731-726-8. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast.